This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. At last check, about a quarter of children who go to school on military bases, U.S. military bases, are eligible for free school meals. This is a gauge of poverty in military families. Today, a report on how government rules make this worse. As Peggy Lowe from station KCUR reports, some argue changes to the next federal farm bill are in order.
Amy Trakowski is a U.S. Army veteran and well remembers her active duty service at a Missouri base back in 2000. Her salary was low as a young enlisted soldier, but she made too much to qualify for food stamps, so she had to go to the food bank.
It was humiliating. I mean, you're serving and you've got your children, and most of the time you have to take your children with you because you have no child care, because that's too expensive.
Trakowski never went to the food bank in uniform, she says, because she was too embarrassed. She says it would have really helped if she could get federal SNAP benefits. That stands for Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Many active duty military can't get SNAP benefits because the government counts a soldier's housing allowance as income, pushing them above the eligibility line.
I just didn't think that it was right that they would both be, you know, serving their country and having to scrape by.
Greg Duquet is a retired U.S. Marine Corps colonel who saw firsthand the struggles of those under his command, particularly lower-ranking enlisted service members with kids who live off base. A Marine Corps private, for instance, makes about $1,900 a month.
Hey, Ms. Iris.
Iris Arnold runs the Leavenworth Mission Food Pantry. The food bank is just a couple miles down the road from Fort Leavenworth, a U.S. military installation in eastern Kansas. Arnold says there's lots of need in this town of 36,000.
I have a list of food pantries, and there's about 14 on that list. But that doesn't include several of them that are just open once a month, just the pop-up locations. Yeah, just in Leavenworth alone, yes, there are 14 food pantries.
The every 4 years farm bill is up again this year. Nutrition programs accounted for about 80% of the last version. That totaled about $490 billion. In Leavenworth, Kansas, I'm Peggy Lowe for Marketplace.